Hi, my name is Jared. I'm 26 years old. Today's May 6th, 2018, and I'm with Selena, who's also my mom. I just call her mom, and we're recording in Los Angeles, California. She's been visiting me for the weekend, and we've been going all around and trying to figure out things to do, and we stumbled upon this space for photography, and then before we knew it, we were wearing headphones and we're talking into microphones.
Unbelievable.
It
Hello,
always
everybody.
Happens. And let's just jump right into it. Can you describe a family photograph that you cherish? Either one that you're in or maybe not, maybe you're not in it.
Oh, several are coming to mind.
Which ones?
There's one. Okay, I was in first grade and I'm pretty excited about my outfit. I had these corduroy pants and they were blue corduroy from the waist down to the knee, and then they were green corduroy from the knee to the ankle.
That sounds so cool.
Yeah, they were my favorite pants.
And you're the only one in the picture?
No, actually, it's of my whole first grade class.
Is it the first day of school?
Not first day of school, but class photo.
Oh,
for
nice.
The year. Yeah.
Are there any photographers whose work resonates with you?
You know, I'm terrible about remembering names.
What about, like, magazines? Do you have any, like, magazines that you like the photography in?
Once again, I'm terrible at remembering names of things, but I really enjoy when it has people, but I also enjoy landscape and the beauty in different, you know, flowers or mountains or sunsets. So.
What's your phone wallpaper right now? Do you have your phone with you?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know that I have one. Nope.
You just have black.
I just have a black.
What about your lock screen? Is your lock screen black too?
Yes.
Oh, wow. You don't.
Terrible.
You could put a picture there.
I know. I've actually had pictures there.
Mm-hmm. What about on your computer?
It's right now it's a picture somewhere in California. It has all these different stairs and they're going different directions and I don't even remember where exactly we saw that. But
oh, did you take that picture?
I did take the picture. And there's trees there. I think it's like somewhere close to a beach, but I just turned around and saw all these stairs.
Maybe it was Thousand Steps Beach?
No, it's like not straight up stairs. It's going different ways.
Wow.
So I thought it was interesting.
That's cool. I like symmetry in photography.
Yeah.
So
I do too.
That's always what I'm looking for. I always like symmetry. And even if it's not perfect, you know, I like straight everything. And even if I have to fix it digitally, I like seeing things like that. If you could photograph any person or any event in American history, what would it be?
The wedding, my son's wedding.
That would be an American historic event.
Yes.
Is there any, do you have like a favorite moment in history that you've always wanted to see?
I think, let's see, something happening like a volcano or something would be pretty cool.
Maybe like Mount St. Helens.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool to actually be there and be able to take some good pictures of that.
You like big moments?
Well, maybe not necessarily. I mean, I'm always amazed by underwater photography as well. But I don't feel comfortable scuba diving or so that wouldn't be my thing.
How cool would it be to get a time lapse of the Grand Canyon being made? Just over thousands of millions, maybe, of years.
Yeah,
that would be insane.
Well, I'm amazed also now with droid, with the, what are they called, that fly up? And
the drones.
The drones. sense. Yes. Amazed at the photography they get. I mean, to see things from a different perspective. I guess that's what photography is.
It is
so good about.
It's so handheld. You know, we see it from our perspective, but to see things from above.
Yeah, I mean, you're hardly ever up there. I mean, maybe from a plane, but then I usually have a wing in the way or something.
Do you like to sit near the window or the aisle?
A window, definitely.
You love the window.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yep.
If you could photograph any place in America, so maybe if you could choose the window seat above any place in America, what place would that be?
I guess maybe like Ireland or Green Hills of Ireland would be so cool.
What about a state? You can't choose Montana.
Oh, a state?
Yeah.
I can't choose Montana.
No, you can't.
Alaska?
Nice. Good runner-up.
Yeah.
Yeah, to be up that high on a clear day, that would be really something.
Yeah, that would be.
That was our last question.
Okay.
Do you have any questions for me?
When did you first find interest in photography?
Probably when I saw what you could do to photos after you took them. Because there's something to be said about composing a good photo and making sure and getting everything and being in that moment. But for me, the most interesting part of photography was what I could do after that moment.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I'm more of a purist.
Yeah.
I do not want to spend a lot of time in post editing. I want to know that I got the perfect shot just right off.
Mm-hmm. Just be there when that animal looked that way or that person was right there.
And their eyes were open and the lighting was perfect. And yeah, there was no errors in my taking of it. That's the dream for me.
That's cool. For me, it's like when I'm taking a picture or filming a video, I'm constantly thinking, what am I going to do? Where is this going to go? How is this going to make people feel? But what music for me was what I would always think about, what music am I going to put to this photo? That was something I always thought about.
Okay.
Because like so often, like we're just taking a picture in silence. Even the pictures that we were just taking out there of that building, I was thinking like, what set could this be used for? What kind of movie would these buildings be in?
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
And then maybe I can try to do something with those photos later on. But I probably won't. I'll probably just archive them.
Oh, I've got so many pictures that I need to either delete or, you know, do something.
Do you upload a lot of pictures or?
I do so much that my phone often tells me I have no more space.
So you take a lot of pictures. Do you put a lot of pictures on Facebook?
Yes.
Yeah.
Maybe not as much as you.
That amazes me. It's hard to beat me. Well, that concludes our interview.
All right.
Thank you for joining me, Mom.
Yes,
and
thank you.
Until next time.
Okay.